Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Steve with his sermon for March 29th. Now, we've been doing that special sermon series on the four ancient Sundays in Lent. And this Sunday is Judicia Sunday, which means justice or judgment. You know, my dear Christian friends, with our worship canceled due to the coronavirus, I wanted to take the opportunity to again record my sermon for you during this Lenten period. Now, the Sunday of Justice is really important because it's talking about judgment, a judgment of what is right and wrong, but in God's eyes, not in man's eyes. So following is our scriptural readings for this Sunday. All right, our first one is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. It's our Old Testament reading. The restoration of Israel. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I have answered you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages. Say to the prisoners, come out. To those who were in darkness, appear. They shall feed among the ways, on all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst. Neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Cyrene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, in the singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. Our psalm is Psalm 132, verses 8 to 18. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away from the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a sure oath, from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for joy. There I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but on him his crown will shine. Our epistle reading is from Acts chapter 2. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. The fellowship of the believers. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received the food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Our gospel reading is from John, the 8th chapter. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Before Abraham was, I am. The Jews answered him, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? And Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This ends our gospel reading. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, that coronavirus is scary, isn't it? As I am sitting at my computer and listening to the Fox News Channel while writing this, it's very clear that things are still getting worse. Today's theme is about judgment. Now, you all know how I feel about the usage of words and the meanings of the words in the English language. So let's take a closer look at the two words, judge and judgment. All right, first of all, judge. The meaning is to form an opinion or conclusion about. The example they had was, it is hard to judge whether such opposition is justified. So the synonyms for it are from the opinion, form the opinion, come to the conclusion, conclude, decide, determine. Now, my friends, do you notice that judge does not have a sentence or outcome attached to it? It tells us to form an opinion in order to come to a conclusion about a subject. I think this is important because don't we usually associate damnation as an outcome of judgment and judging? All right, so let's look at judgment and see if this continues that thought. It's a noun, the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. The example they had was an error of judgment, which I don't really understand in that context, but that's what the dictionary used for that. Again, judgment has the same meaning as judge. It's to come to a decision or a conclusion. Well, now the second meaning is what we usually think of when we consider judgment. Here's the second meaning of the word judgment. A misfortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. Let me repeat that. A misfortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. The crash had been a judgment on the parents for wickedness. And that's the example the dictionary used. So let me apply this to our subject here today. So is the virus a divine punishment for the world? I mean, I've heard people say that. God destroyed the world with a flood. And with the same promise, he would never do this again, and gave us the rainbow as a view of this promise. Well, if you notice in our meaning, judgment is a calamity viewed, and I've got that in quotes, viewed as a punishment. So the people view it this way. God did not do this in this way. So applying the meaning of judgment as viewing the virus as a punishment, is this God's viewpoint or is it man's viewpoint? Remember, I told you that when we're looking at this, we're looking at it as the way God views it, not the way man views it. Well, I think this is the point of what is happening right now. Do you really think if God intended to send this virus to punish his people, he did? Do you think this is what he actually tried to accomplish? Of course not. I don't think that at all. So how do we look at the virus if it's not a divine punishment? In Eden, we fell into sin, and the world became a broken world. In the Middle Ages, we had the Black Death. Do you actually think that half the population of the world died as another judgment of God? The Spanish flu after World War I killed 19 million people worldwide. But I don't think that was a divine punishment either. Now we have the coronavirus. And I can't see that as a divine retribution of God. You know, the fall of sin just happens. In our broken world, these kind of things happen. It's not something sent by God to punish us. But as I was thinking about this, could there be a silver lining to this problem? Well, let's look at our Old Testament lesson for a clue. Saying to the prisoners, come out. To those who are in darkness, appear. They shall feed along the ways, and on bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highway shall be raised up. I found that interesting. And I will make all of mountains a road, and my highway shall be raised up. Reminded me of another verse out of Isaiah. The crooked paths made straight, and the mountains and hills laid low. My friends, you know how much music speaks to me. And this is the text for the beginning of Handel's Messiah. From every valley shall be exalted. It tells me that any problem also is a blessing. All right, now explain to me how coronavirus can be a blessing. Now, I'm going to share with you what was being broadcast on Fox News while I was working on this sermon. The host on Fox News is interviewing three national pastors about the virus. And the consensus is that this problem is bringing people back to God, even though worship is not being held in our churches. People who have not stepped into a church in years have been contacting pastors because they've been thinking about God for the first time in probably decades. Why? Because they've had the time to think. without all the hustle and bustle of the daily grind of life. People have begun to realize that God is there, and He has been there for us. It is we that have been too busy for God, not that He has been too busy for us. I really think our gospel today reinforces this way at looking at the problem of the virus, or, as I said earlier, the blessing of the coronavirus. Now, how does Jesus put this? Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory, for there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? I can just hear the cynicism in what those people are saying. You know, Abraham died, prophets died. Who do you think you are? And Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Think about that with the virus here for a second. You have not known him. Isn't that what happened with all these people? They got so busy doing other things, they forgot about God. They didn't know him anymore. But Jesus is there as our example to this. Jesus knew him. And as people have a chance to sit back and think and have time to relax, they are coming back to knowing God. Jesus tells us, Abraham rejoiced that he would see this day, the day that Jesus is all-powerful. And I think God allowed this broken world to have the silver lining of the virus to bring his people back to him. A chance for us to have time to think and return to what is really important. Not football, not baseball, not basketball playoffs, not March Madness, not the election primaries, but the blessing of eternal life earned for us on the cross of salvation by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. May the promise of this blessing of salvation keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Alleluia and amen. God bless you all and stay safe.